Rachel.
Hi, Bill Payne. Nice to talk to you.
Well, you know, it's even nicer for me to talk to you.
Oh, thanks.
What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about you today. Now, it seems like all you radio guys, I mean, when you start out young and you never leave.
Oh. It gets in your blood, you know, and you just can't leave. But I started when I was 12 years old with my father's radio station in 1952. I was known as Hillbilly Willie back then. I had my mom would put these freckles on me with her, you know, mascara, whatever you do it with, and on my face. And then we had a polka dot, a big wide tie, and I wore overalls and a ukulele, and I sang crazy songs like, "'Cause you're so sweet, dear." That was about all I could do. But I was out with a lot of the other country artists back in those days, and I got to go out with, I remember, Hank Thompson and the Brazos Valley Boys, and later I got my own show, which was called Bill's Record Shop. It was a 30-minute show on Saturday. That's how I got started in Cushing,
wow,
Oklahoma, and then later started FM radio station in the garage of our home. The transmitter was in our spare bedroom. The tire was in the backyard.
Oh, my gosh.
And the radio station was in our garage. And we went on the air in 1962 as a standalone FM. Unbelievably tough times. Only 10% of the homes maybe had FM radios. We survived all of that. We were three of the FM pioneers in Oklahoma City. The other two had to sell out or went belly up, and we were able to stay with it, thank goodness. And when you don't quit, you can't lose. And we finally sold that radio station, you know. But I want to tell you about this big, fantastic listener appreciation show that we did in 1981.
Okay.
It featured George Jones, No Show Jones, and he showed. Red Stegall, and Red Stegall called me and said, "Listen, there's a gal named Reba McIntyre who would love to be on the show, too. She sang the national anthem at the big rodeo in Oklahoma City, and she'd be good for you." And I said, "Fine, then bring her on." Reba McIntyre was there. Red Stegall was there. Johnny Lee Wills and the boys were there. It was the biggest show that we've ever done. Filled the Mabee Center of 13,000 seats. And then the newspaper, of course, they don't like to help radio stations very much, said, "You know, it was a great show. The only problem with it was too long."
Okay, now we get to talk to your son, Will Payne, a lot. And you brought him into radio, too, didn't you, when he was little, like your dad did?
Well, I figured 12 years old was a good time to start. So he started with me, called the Bill and Will Show. Now, here's what's interesting. I told him, "Now, when you get to be 16 years old, we'll change it to Will and Bill Show. Instead of the Bill and Will Show, it's going to be the Will and Bill Show." And he liked that idea. And anyway, that all rocked along. And he was 15 and a half years old at the time. He came to me and said, "Dad, I've been thinking about that, what you told me about changing the name of the show and everything." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I think it's about time." He was taking driver's education at 15 and a half. I said, "You're almost 16. And he said, no, you don't understand." I said, "Well, what is it?" He says, I just want my own show." He booted me out, and that was that. He outsmarted Dad. I thought it was good. I was very impressed that he did that. So he got his own show. And then I went back to being solo.
Now, when you talked about, like, when you first got started and the radio shows, were those stars, did they just actually go around to all the different radio stations live?
Many of the stars would get in their car and call on every radio station that would talk to them or let them visit. We always loved to have them come to our place. I mean, Garth came in there quite often. We had Charlie Daniels' band come in. One time I went out onto the steps there of our radio station in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I found this guy with his guitar box with him sitting on there, and I thought he was some vagrant. And I looked at him a little closer and a little closer, and I said, "That's John McEwen." And sure enough, it was. He had left the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and decided just to go around the country and play his guitar and do whatever he was doing.
Wow.
what are you doing out here? It's cold out here. Come on in, John. And he said, would you like for me to play a little with you, play for you? I said, yeah, you sure can. Come on, you're on the show. I was doing the morning show then, and that was a fun time.
Oklahoma, Texas right now, man, that music is hot. People are crazy about for all those bands.
Got Red Dirt's going big in Oklahoma. We had a big concert with Jason Bolden here the other day, and I'll tell you what, I was impressed with that show. We had 7,500 people at an outdoor show with Jason Bolden. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. He's coming here in July, so we are really excited about that.
Listen, I'm getting another telephone call right here from Mike Borchetta. He used to be with Curb Records and has his own record company now and all, and so I'm going to have to run. So here's Mike Rogers.
Okay.
Well, it all started in a 5,000-watt radio station.